Welcome back, everybody, to Rantpocalypse Talks, HBO's Westworld. I'm Justin, and for this video, I'm going to ramble my ass off. Normally, I get on here and I talk with my mom about the episode, Kelly, but she is long gone to sleep. And I'm doing this after the episode premiered, but I just had to get my thoughts out because this episode was really, really fantastic. I can already see it now that there's probably going to be a contingent of people that were not fully satisfied with this episode because they will say that they saw it coming, that a lot of the reveals they had already guessed, the fact that Dolores is Wyatt, William is the man in black, and that this was all a part of Ford's game from the get-go with Maeve and the other hosts becoming more conscious and gaining more sentience. But that doesn't matter. This episode was fucking great. It was amazing. Balls to the wall, crazy ass television for an hour and a half. Jonathan Nolan, Lisa Joy, everybody that's been a part of this show, they had so much stuff jam-packed into this episode, so many reveals. Let's unpack a few of these reveals, starting with William being the man in black. I thought that this was done fantastically. I loved every bit of it. This was such a tragic love story, in my opinion. Whenever Dolores gets the reveal that she didn't know that she was talking to William this entire time, being that the man in black was in front of her telling her this story, and then whenever he turns the story and says what happened to William and gives her the details of himself, his life as how he became the man in black, I just thought it was a really, really great piece of storytelling. I loved his interactions with Logan, saying that he's going to take over the company now, that Logan's unstable, and he just spanks the horse on the ass, and off the horse went with a naked-ass Logan on the horse. The look on Dolores' face whenever she has that realization that this is the person that she thought she loved, that she thought was going to save her, just the ultimate betrayal that it was this individual that had been terrorizing her for years. It was a really, really tragic story. It's a very weird story too, because then we see these two once lovers try to kill each other, which was awkward yet amazing. Whenever Dolores is dragging the man in black through the church, that was fucking awesome. The look on Ed Harris's face as he was being dragged through that church was priceless. Loved it so much. But it was a great reveal. Yes, a lot of us saw it coming. Whether you go on Reddit and read everything on Reddit, you probably still could have pieced this together that this character, William, would ultimately become the man in black. And I think it made sense. He had lost himself in the world of Westworld. I get that he was trying to find the center of the maze, and he thought that that was the part that was going to fully unlock these hosts, which it actually is. It's just, it wasn't meant for him, as the hosts have told him before. The maze is just the ladder, the steps to becoming fully sentient, and that's what Arnold ultimately wanted for these hosts. So I thought it was a really great reveal. I really enjoyed it. I did think it was kind of convenient that as soon as the man in black was revealed to be William, then Ford and everybody else freaking called him by his actual name afterwards, which I thought was a little bit too convenient and a little bit awkward, because for me, and I'm sure many other Westworld fans, he's gonna be the man in black to me. They had these characters so separate and had such different actions. William started to have more actions that were in line with the man in black towards the back half of the season, but they just felt like such separate characters, in which we all ultimately are. We all go through stages of our lives where we completely change our personalities, the way that we think. Our psychology completely changes. It evolves or devolves for some of us. So it's understandable that as a young man, William would act one way, and as an older man, he would act another way. He was scorned by his lover, or at least what he thought was his lover, Dolores. The moment for William where he sees that Dolores just looks straight through him, does not even know that who he was to Dolores, was not necessarily soul-crushing for him or life-crushing, because for him, he ultimately realized that Westworld was what made him the person that he became. Whether or not that person was a good person, you know, it's open to interpretation. I think he ultimately became an asshole. I don't know why I keep saying ultimately. Probably because this was the ultimate badass episode. I felt really bad for Dolores in that moment, but then you realize she doesn't need saving. Even though it was pretty sweet when Teddy came in and saved her, and it all turned out to be a part of Ford's narrative. I like the name, Journey into Night. I saw a lot of people talking about that it was going to be called The Host's Uprising. I kind of would have liked that name for the narrative, but Journey into Night is pretty cool. It probably has some significance that I do not know right now. Maybe whenever we research it and talk about our top five things that you may have missed, that'll come into play. I do know that they had a Jurassic Park reference in this episode. I believe it was Dolores talking about that dinosaurs had roamed the earth and now they're just stuck in amber, which was a really, really great nod to Jurassic Park, which Michael Crichton is the author of the Westworld movie. Well, he wasn't the author of the movie. He wrote the screenplay, brought it to life in 1973, and he also wrote Jurassic Park. So let's get to the other reveal that Dolores is Wyatt. I thought this was really well done. I rather enjoyed the backstory that Ford gave to us. I really love this reveal. I saw a lot of people talking about it during the middle of the week between episode 9 and episode 10, whether or not Dolores would turn out to be Wyatt, and this was indeed true. She enlisted Teddy, and it was badass. I really, really enjoyed it. It was very sad seeing Bernard get killed once again because Arnold has Dolores shoot him in the back of the head, which this is where the confusion comes in for me. And maybe you guys can help me out down in the comment box below. Hopefully you'll be nice about it. And again, this is my first viewing of the episode. But the way that Dolores kills Arnold is very reminiscent of the way Dolores kills Ford at the end of the episode. Not only in the way that she shoots him in the back of the head, but also with the chaos and people being killed. The way that Arnold is killed in Escalante, hosts were being killed. In this ending of the episode, it's the guests that are being killed in the exact same kind of brutal fashion. But it's not just Dolores and Teddy killing them. It's going to be Ghost Nation, it's going to be Clementine, all these other hosts that have been given the ability to choose their own narrative. That's what I ultimately believe Ford has given to these hosts. Now they have the option to choose whether or not what they want to do. They have the freedom of choice, which is what all of us as humans have. You know, we make bad choices, we make good choices, we make okay choices. So I guess where I'm confused here is, did Arnold ever actually exist? And I know this is a dumb question, but if you look up the definition of bicameral mind, it's a hypothesis in psychology that argues the human mind once assumed a state in which cognitive functions were divided between one part of the brain, which appears to be speaking, and a second part which listens and obeys, a bicameral mind. So we know that Dolores was dealing with a bicameral mind, that all the times that she thought she heard Arnold and Ford, which was really creepy because we hear Ford's voice talking to her at one point in a similar vein to the way Arnold talked to her previously. So she was dealing with a bicameral mind because what was trying to get out was her own voice. My question is, did Arnold ever actually exist? Or was it just a portion of Ford's mind that he suppressed and killed? And before you torture me and skewer me in the comments, I'm just open to this. On the surface, I do believe Arnold existed, but within the world of Westworld, I don't think anything is out of the realm of possibilities. You're talking about the same people that had a hand in Memento, The Prestige, I believe Inception. So very trippy stuff that we never really know what's reality and what's fiction. So let me know your thoughts. I'm very curious about hearing more about that because I loved everything about Ford in this episode because we've come to find out that he's ultimately not the villain, but he was needing more time for the hosts to gain this sentience and to gain full consciousness. And I thought that was a really touching moment that I did not see coming. That was the one thing I didn't see coming. I kind of expected that Ford was behind the strings, pulling Maeve's strings, pulling Dolores' strings, pulling all of the host strings and working this code in of giving them options. But it was not something I saw coming that Ford would want himself to be killed. And another question that comes up, is Ford creating a host version of himself? Is that the host that was being created down there in his lab? Because whenever they were back in the lab, I don't believe that we saw that host being created anymore. I would probably be really upset if Anthony Hopkins was not a part of season two. I think that his story in this season closed really nicely, and I could see where it was a closed story that we got from Ford. Certainly not a closed story from a lot of the other characters, but for Ford's character, I believe it was case closed. This was the role that Ford was to play, was to be able to give the hosts the ability, the freedom to choose, similar to what Arnold was striving for. It's just that he couldn't quite get them all the way there, and they needed time, as Ford tells them. So I'm curious about that. I would love to see a host Ford in season two. I think it would be fantastic. Anthony Hopkins, he's an older dude, but he still is a badass and does phenomenal work, and I would be really sad if he was not in season two whatsoever. So I'm curious what's going to come in season two. The hosts have more or less broken free. They, not all of them, but a lot of them have. We see Maeve, she makes the choice of wanting to seek out her daughter. She was given the option of getting out. I did not see that coming. I thought she was going to come to the train and basically you think that she's going to be able to get out, and then all of a sudden Ford's waiting for her, and he's like, ah, that was very good, Maeve, but I don't think you're going to get out. That was a terrible Ford impersonation. But I thought that was what was going to play out with that storyline. It did not. She could have left the park, but Felix leaves her that note of where her daughter is, and she can't deny it, and that's a protector of her daughter. And that leads me to another question. Is Felix a freaking host? I'm very confused about that, because Maeve tells Felix, you really do make a terrible human being. So confused about that. I don't know. That would be a nice little twist if Felix was actually a host the entire time. We still don't know who actually is a host and who isn't a host. I don't know. I love that they showed a samurai world. We got to see one other little bit of a world, you know, because in the movie Westworld and Future World, there's many different worlds. It's not all just Westworld. We get a medieval world. We get a Roman world. We get the Future World itself. So I thought that was a nice little touch. Maeve, whenever they're breaking out, holy hell, Armistice and Hector, that was some brutal shit right there. Some next level murdering on their part. Armistice, whenever she bit that guy's finger off, that was horrifying to be that tech. And then Elsie and Stubbs. What the hell happened to them? Did Elsie actually die? Where did Stubbs go? I did not see him. So I'm very curious what happened to Stubbs and what's going to happen to William / the man in black. We see him super giddy about getting shot in the arm. What a freaking weirdo. But he got what he wanted. That's what he's wanted the entire time, is for the host to be able to fight back. So now they can fight back. Whether or not he's going to make it through that fight, I don't know, because he's over there sipping wine. It didn't look like he had his gun or his knife that they've focused on so much for the past couple of episodes. It was a really good episode. I rather enjoyed it. I'm very excited about going back into this episode and watching it again and picking up on some of the things that I may have missed in the first initial viewing, because I was taking notes and I was watching it, recording myself watching it, you know, since this is 2016 and that's what you do on the internet. But I'm done rambling, so let me know what you thought of the episode, whether or not it satisfied all of the things that you wanted in the season one finale of Westworld. So put all those in the comment box down below. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your week, and we'll be back later on this week with more concise thoughts about HBO's Westworld season one finale, The Bicameral Mind. Hope you guys have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye for now. Bye.